WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello again, Irish fans. Welcome back to Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan. Joining me tonight, Ed Sullivan and Mike Brammer. Boy, the Irish look good. It's about time. We finally saw an offense that could run the ball, move it around the field, and a defense that was opportunistic. And the Irish moved to 3-1 with a 38-21 victory over Purdue. Ed, let's get it started with you. Give me some initial thoughts. You were in the stadium. Brammer, you were there. I was not. Let's first talk about atmosphere in the stadium. Good crowd. What was it like?
Yeah, I have to say early on, sometimes you get those days where people are tailgating a long time first because it's a 3:30 start. The sun beating on you. It's hot. People are a little tired maybe and drained before it starts. And then some things aren't going so good early. And I think there was some shoulders slumping and some people going, oh, brother. The interception, the pick six, lit up the place and just changed everything. So that was good. I mean, that was fantastic. And in keeping with, so one of my themes all this year has been, this is improvement over last year. Compare to last year, we played teams that had poor defenses, but we couldn't get it done. This year we played, Purdue is not a great defense, not a great rushing defense, and we got it done. So that difference right there is critical and is positive, okay?
Yeah.
And not everything that went on Saturday was positive, but I think you got to take that and say, last year, if we faced a poor running defense, it didn't necessarily mean that we were able to exploit it. This year, we took care of business.
Yeah, that game was, in the first half, it was up for grabs. There's no doubt about it. Absolutely up for grabs. And we just made some great plays again. They 7-0 and they're driving. They get inside the 10-yard line, first down, and we hold them. They go to kick a field goal. They miss it. That was huge. That just goes a long, long way. And, this is a team defensively that's making plays and making stops when we need them. And, nobody scored more than 23 points on us this season. You got that? That's something.
Well, yeah. I think the defense is doing a nice job. It's not a suffocating, dominating defense. I don't think anybody expected us to have that kind of defense. But it is a defense that is getting off the field, playing much better, I think, on third down than we've seen in the past. And I attribute that to the play of the secondary. I don't think we're dominant up front, but the secondary is pretty darn good. And we are able to lock up on some people and make some plays. I think we've had an awful lot of passes broken up so far this year, whether it's been at the line of scrimmage because of the blitzing or down. Ed, we've talked about this a lot. Our defensive backs are breaking on the ball and making plays, and it's been years since we've seen that happen.
Yeah, and I got to say that they didn't make every play. I think they're exposed a little by the fact that our front guys aren't getting to the quarterback, okay? But they hang in there. They didn't lose their confidence, and they come back and made some really tough, very close plays. Like, I'm right there all the way. When the ball comes, I got to step in front and bat it down and not interfere. And we did it on some third downs, and we did it on two huge fourth downs. So arriving at a spot and making a play. And I don't see necessarily our D-line there yet. And so that is, I think, is exposing.
Yeah, but I disagree with you because, you say we're not getting the quarterback. No, we're not sacking anybody, but they put a ton of pressure on Painter. There were several times where, our DBs are covering guys, and they're doing a heck of a job man-to-man. There's no doubt about it. We are much better than we've been in a long time in man coverage. But there were a ton of rushes on Painter where he just didn't have enough time, couldn't wait for his guys to break open, and it was a result of us forcing. We didn't sack him, but he did rush it and let go of it before he wanted to. And I think that's what you're asking for from your front seven. That more than anything is put at least some pressure on the quarterback. In years past, we were getting none.
I'd like to comment on that. The sack numbers are obviously not there yet, and I think you look at our front four, we don't have any real true dominating guys up there who command a double team, who are going to blow off the ball and beat a one-on-one block. A few years ago, maybe it was Justin Tucker, Abby Amiri, or somebody like that. We don't have that guy. yet Ethan Johnson might become a player like that. But because we don't have that guy, when we bring pressure with the linebackers in the secondary, we're not necessarily able to get somebody freed up for the easy sack. But, Brammer, I think you're absolutely right. We are bringing enough pressure and disrupting the pass offense by making the ball thrown a little quicker, maybe a little less accurately, and then that in combination with the improved, I think, fundamental technique and skill of the secondary, our pass defense is not bad. I think it's pretty good. When you look at pass efficiency defense, I'd be interested to see the national rankings in that. But, you know, guys, teams are throwing an awful lot and completing 50% or under against us. And I'm pretty satisfied with our pass defense. Now, our rushing defense, I think that's where you see the front seven exposed a little bit.
But, I mean, things are looking much better. And this is the kind of game that we needed to see out of this team, at this, especially at this stage. I mean, clearly what is clicking is Armando Allen is now starting to see the holes. And he kind of showed what we've all been hoping for. And that is that, you know, that finally we've got a running back that can beat guys to the corner, and he did on, I want to say, three or four times. He flat out cut it to the sidelines and beat his man and turned it up. He also ran into guys, bounced off it, broke the tackle, and then some. And that's, we just haven't seen that, and all of a sudden we saw it. Now, granted, we could say maybe, you know, Purdue's not that good tackling, and it showed, and that's why they're as bad as they are defensively, but clearly, we saw some things Saturday that we haven't been seeing, and that more than anything is a good sign.
Absolutely. Purdue was not the worst defense we've seen in the last year and a half, but yet Armando Allen, coming into this game, had never had a rush over 15 yards, had never had a rushing touchdown at Notre Dame in a season and three games. And it wasn't that it was just Purdue was so bad. Come on. I mean, we played some bad defenses last year and still couldn't get it done. Something clicked for these guys. I mean, I think one of the things we've talked about in the last week or so was, hey, our offensive line is not getting to the next level blocking linebackers. Boy, they did yesterday, and we're not getting any movement up front. We did yesterday, and big surprise, Armando Allen had some holes to run through and took advantage of that. It was great to see, absolutely great to see. Up front, tell you a guy I really like, Chris Stewart, the right guard, big Chris Stewart. Boy, does he move people.
Yeah, it was. I tell you what was great was the first series after in the third quarter after halftime to come out, and man, did that look like Charlie Weiss of 05-06. We were balanced, we were efficient, they were quick off the ball, and I agree with both of you, Mike, that Armando Allen looked different. And you know, Mike Sullivan, when I sent you a text during the game, I was like, oh, my God, he missed the hole. And I think it was maybe in the first half. And I'm sitting in the end zone, so I was just able to see that he just completely whiffed on what was a pretty good job blocking up front. And in the second half, I sent you a couple. We were saying, oh, he's finding him now. I mean, he looked different, and that's a real good sign. And so those two touchdowns in the third quarter, the line was getting off. We were moving people, making holes. We were balanced and efficient offensively, and all that bodes well. And so I definitely agree with you guys.
Not only that, but I think the other thing we're starting to see is the maturity of Clawson. I mean, he is literally, you know, I still think that he tends to zero in a little bit. I mean, you'll see him at times where it's just obvious from the snap of the ball who he's throwing to. But what he is doing is he's showing a tremendous amount of zip on the down and outs, and then he's able to come across with some touch passes that were really, I mean, right on the money. That touchdown pass to Grimes was perfect. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Graham,
and he's seeing the field. He is absolutely seeing the field much better than he has.
Yeah, Clawson, I agree with you. Played a great game, really developing. And, you know, I think he's had a lot of unfair criticism. We've talked about that a little bit over the last couple of weeks. And Mike, it's funny to hear you say, I think he locks in too much. And yesterday he did that. You know, many occasions, like the touchdown pass to Grimes, you know, there's a pre-snap read there. I'm sure he knew he was going to Grimes right before the ball was snapped, given Purdue didn't have a safety in the middle of the field and then we're bringing eight guys. And in a situation like that, He's going to stare down one guy. But there were so many other times yesterday, and I thought NBC did a nice job of showing this, where he looked people off, came back to the other side of the field, found, you know, checked all the way down to Armando Allen as an outlet. We weren't seeing that earlier in the year, and maybe not as much last year, but he definitely is getting better week by week.
He played a whale of a ball game yesterday. There were two things he did that upset me, and that's the only thing I can remember. He escaped a sack on a third and long by just throwing it up, and I can't remember if it was Floyd or Tate or Kumara. Somebody saved him by just chasing the ball down. I like to think that he thought to himself, oh, I know he's there, and I'm throwing it to a spot for him to run to. I think he just threw it up.
Well,
all right, so we dodged that one. And then there was another one that he escaped some pressure and had all this green in front of him. And all he had to do is take off running. May have gotten the first, but at least would have cut it down. Now, we saved ourselves on that one, too, because on that drive, I think we ended up scoring anyway. That may have been the fourth. We ended up going for fourth down. But other than that, I didn't see him sort of do anything risky. Oh, you know what? He threw one up in the end zone that we got away with, too. Remember? And so,
yeah, the ball got tipped. I mean, there were two. I only saw him make two bad passes, two bad reads, really. One was a down and out to Tate, and the linebacker dropped back, and he threw it right. I mean, I don't know if he didn't see the linebacker, but it was number seven, and had he caught it, it probably was six going the other way. This is early in the first half. But it was a lot of zip on the ball, so it wasn't like an easy catch for that guy. But that was really about the only bad pass or bad read on his part that I thought he made. You know, that throw to Kamara, by the way, I did come back and watch that. I'm trying to figure out, well, why would the video officials rule that out of bounds?
Bram, that was a catch. I was texting Ed during the game. I agree with you, Bram. That was absolutely a catch. I'd love to know what the explanation was why they didn't call that a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you could not say that his knee came down first and then his foot came down. I mean, that's – how can you make video evidence of that? That was impossible.
But
I mean, his left foot dragged clearly in the end zone, and it's one
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, fortunately, touch. That wasn't a very impactful play in the game. It could have been, but as the way we came out in the third quarter, that didn't mean too much.
No, that was before the missed field goal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been –
We won 38-21. It didn't mean much is all I'm saying. And there were a lot of great plays in the game that I thought really – there's always five or six of those plays that turn it in your favor. Harrison Smith was involved in a bunch of them. Certainly on third down, on fourth down, he made several plays. And he's quite an athlete. There was another play earlier in the game where he's coming on a blitz and hurdles the guy, forces an early throw. And he's a guy that's getting on the field more and more. And you're seeing with these young guys how athletic they are, and they're really playmakers. And it's great to see so many of these freshmen and sophomores. I tell you what, Kyle Rudolph, what did you guys think of the way Rudolph played?
I mean, you know what he's doing now is he's seeing the seam himself. He's getting to the right spots. He's giving Clausen that angle to throw to. And the other thing you see with Clausen I really like a lot, he has got some great accuracy. I mean, he can absolutely zip it in there. But I really do – that's going to be a key for us going the rest of the season. If we got a tight end like Rudolph that can find the seams and find the spacing to allow Jimmy to just zip it in there, I mean, that is going to bode well for us.
There was
a
key play in the game, Ed, where – we had gone up 28-21. Purdue had just scored to make it 28-21. We come back, and the first play after Purdue score, Clausen gets sacked for the only time of the day. You guys remember that point?
Yeah.
So now it's like second and 17, and Bram, here's what you're talking about. Rudolph makes a little out cut and then back over the middle, and Clausen put the ball right on the money. First down, keeps that drive going. I thought that was one of the key plays in the game.
And I tell you, we have not hit a lot over the middle this year. And so it stood out from that standpoint. There was also, and I'm trying to scroll through the drive chart. I'm looking online here to see if I can find it, because I think it was in the third quarter. I think it was a third down. And Clausen threw a ball. We were on the right hash, and he's throwing it out to the left, a deep out. And this thing goes over the cornerback or the linebacker, maybe but a drop end or somebody is out in the flat, and it goes over him and just drilled the thing. And I'm looking going, that is a throw. That is an NFL
Ed, that was
throw.
The first series coming out of halftime, I believe. And it really got us going on, you know, in terms of the third quarter, the production we had. It was absolutely a thing of beauty. And he's a guy that can make all the throws. He can make every throw. And, Brammer, you talked about the one to Grimes. That was terrific. The touchdown pass to Rudolph was terrific play action. Really sold the fake. Rudolph sold the block, and it was beautiful. They really hit on all cylinders.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Golden Tate looked good, and Floyd looked good. And, guys, no turnovers. No turnovers. But we did have, for the fourth game in a row, a serious mistake in the kicking game. He missed that field goal. You know, so, and I know that wasn't a team mistake. It wasn't a breakdown of something like a bad snap, or you let it get blocked or all that. But it's still, you know, it was difficult to take. Now, on the flip side, and I'm really happy for that kid, he comes back and hits that 41-yarder, which totally iced the game. And was, you know, was right
yeah,
at that.
I think the good news with him is he's got the distance. If he can just get his accuracy down, he's going to be a heck of a kicker. I mean, he clearly has got the leg and can do it 50 yards out. So that more than anything is what you want. Kicking is a confidence thing, and I think, boy, that took a lot of guts, I thought, for Charlie. You know, everybody in the stadium is booing after that first field goal, which I'm assuming a lot of people didn't read the papers because they had an open tryout during the week and he flat out won it and it wasn't close.
Yeah, but what you don't know is could that be because Burkhardt couldn't make anything? I mean, you know, you don't know which way that cuts. It wasn't close maybe because, you know, Burkhardt was worse. We don't really know. But it was great to see Whitaker come back and nail that. That's a huge confidence builder.
Yeah, and that's, you know, let's just hope he continues with that going forward because missing field goals would be disastrous.
Hey, one final thought on the running game here. We talked about, you know, how great it was to see. Playing Trevor Robinson, the freshman lineman, played a little tight end in like a jumbo-type package for the offensive line. And I think he gave us a little boost. But I tell you what, Kyle Rudolph was getting into people. You can say what you want about Purdue's defense, run defense. Kyle Rudolph, for a freshman, I thought he blocked exceptionally well. And a lot of those runs that you saw Allen get to the corner, it was Kyle Rudolph, and then there was great stalk blocking by the wide receivers. And all those things were really, really good to see. So many, many positives.
Mike Collins on the run, Armando Allen, when he ran it in, and he mentioned it in the stadium. The key block was thrown by Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, he did. He just absolutely cleaned his guy up. So a lot of positives as the Irish move to 3-1. We'll be back in a couple days. We'll talk more about some of the implications and the long-term trends, talk a little bit about the crazy weekend in college football. But until then, if you have any questions or comments, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com. And we've been getting a lot of emails, and we want to thank everybody, particularly a lot of the service guys over in Iraq. We've gotten some emails from some of you guys. So go to the website also, post a comment at domeanddomer.com. For Ed Sullivan and Mike Brammer, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.